With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Brutally cold weather is being felt across much of the country, and forecasters say will only get worse by midweek. Meanwhile, floodwaters have left at least 9 people dead in Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
One way that you can help us out to ensure we have as few fatalities as possible is don't get on the roadways. Now, give time for the water to go down. So many of these fatalities were due to attempts to drive through water and through moving water. So folks, stay off the roads right now and stay alive.
Over the weekend, numerous parts of the South saw extremely heavy rain and strong winds. Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Marco Rubio meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, detailing President Trump's proposal to transfer the Palestinian population of the Gaza Strip and redevelop it under U.S. ownership. Netanyahu has welcomed the plan, adding he and Trump have a common strategy. Rubio says the president's very clear about what the future of Gaza should be.
Not the same tired ideas of the past, but something that's new, bold, and something that frankly took courage and vision in order to outline. And it may have shocked and surprised many, but what cannot continue is the same cycle where we repeat over and over again and wind up in the exact same place.
President Trump's famous mugshot now hanging in the Oval Office entryway. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino shared footage of the famous frame New York Post front page, showing President Trump head tilted down, looking intently at the camera. Since the president returned to the White House, multiple art additions have been made. The president's official portrait was hung in the Eisenhower Executive Office building next to the White House on Thursday. And the White House also hung a portrait of late President Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office on February 6, Mr. Reagan's birthday. This is SRN News. A new poll of evangelicals on global issues, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The survey by Lifeway Research asks respondents to rank the things going on in the world that most deserve the attention of the church in this country. Number one is war and violent conflict. Second on the list is human trafficking, followed by the plight of orphans and vulnerable children. Religious persecution is in fourth place on the Lifeway rundown, and evangelism doesn't come in until number five overall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A billionaire mega donor opening his wallet to influence the high-stakes race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which could decide the future of abortion in the state. The winner of the election will determine whether the court in the battleground state remains under liberal control or flips to conservative. Cases affecting abortion and congressional redistricting will be taken up by this court. Liberal billionaire George Soros has given $1 million in campaign money so far. This is SRN News. President Trump is getting some strong backing from overseas. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Hundreds of protesters gathered Saturday outside the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria, South Africa, to show their support for President Donald Trump. Last week, Trump signed an executive order that cut aid and assistance to the black-led South African government, saying South African white citizens are being targeted by a new law that allows the government to expropriate private land. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has directed his ministers not to sign off on a proposed agreement to give the United States access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals because he says the document was too focused on U.S. interest. This after the U.S. funded his country's war with Russia. The proposal was a key part of Zelensky's talks with the vice president on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. It did not offer any specific security guarantees in return. More details at SRNnews.com.